In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Judging by how light we are today, if I didn't know better, I'd say people suspected they were going to get a sermon about stewardship. And you'd be right, though probably not how you would expect. There are two things that I want to focus on. One is the widow's mite, obviously, but the other one, and I think the more important one, is the story of Elijah, the woman, and her son, and the never-ending jar of flour and jar of oil. I want you to picture this jar of flour and jar of oil in your head. These were not large jars. These were not jars that were the size of a state that even a little bit of flour in the bottom of it would last a very long time. These were only slightly larger than the canisters that we see in everyone's kitchens. And you hear her say she has only enough flour to make a small meal for her and her son so that they can go die. What's Elijah telling? Go and do as you have said, but first, be faithful and make me this cake. It was through the faith that she had that the jars were never emptied. It wasn't because of Elijah. It was because she was faithful. You come to the widow in the New Testament. She puts in everything she had to live on. Part of that is the faithfulness of what she's doing. It's interesting. Before any of this had happened to me, I used to have a lot of trouble with giving to the church. Why would God want me to be uncomfortable? Why does God care if he gets what I make? It took me a long time to figure that out. And I am so thankful that Jen and I went to seminary the way that we did. See, I began to realize that everything I had was God's. And it didn't matter whether I gave it back or not. What mattered, and what I'm going to tell you when you consider what you're going to give to the church, what mattered was that I gave willingly. What mattered was how I did it. I wasn't afraid anymore. Jen was going through her clinicals and wasn't working because you can't work and go through clinicals. I had left my job at the steel mill. Between the two of us, we actually made a lot of money. And for 6 months, we didn't make a dime. We wondered how that was going to work, but we stepped out in faith with God. Not in spite of, not because of, but with. We would get bills in the mail. Oh my God, how are we going to pay this? Neither one of us is working. Our savings are spent. We've got nothing. We don't know where we're going to get groceries for the week. How are we going to make a $400 payment? There's a little thought in the back of my head. The Lord will provide. 2 days later, get a letter from a bank that I forgot I even had an account with. Mr. Pearson, we see that you haven't been banking with us for over 5 years now. We've closed out the account, and here is a check for the interest that you've incurred. You know what it was? $400. That didn't happen once. It didn't happen twice. It happened over and over and over. As you think about stewardship, Consider what you're going to offer. I don't care what you give. I care how you give. And there are actually two parts of stewardship. There's time and there's talent. You want to do something but are afraid of the money? Be a LEM. Be a lay Eucharistic visitor. Help out with Sunday school. Start a program at the church. Join Daughters of the King. Join the Order of St. Luke. That's all part of giving back to God. We're not children. We understand that the church runs on a budget. We understand that we need money to continue. I'm not worried about that. I want you to be faithful. I want you to be like the widow or the woman that made the cake that she knew she didn't have enough flour to make. Give joyfully, give willingly what you can. Don't cripple yourself into oblivion to do it. That's the point about the Pharisees. They gave out of their abundance. They were comfortable with what they were giving. It didn't cost them anything. They actually made a big show of it. The temple used to have these little boxes that they would throw the money into. And on top of the box, basically, was this huge horn that looked like an old record player. The more money you threw in, the louder noise it made. The louder the noise it made, the more people took notice. But who was God pleased with? The Pharisee that threw in double fistfuls of change to make a lot of noise? Or the widow who threw in the two mites that were only about a third of the size of a penny? Who was he more pleased with? It is not about what you give. It's about how. It's not about what you give. It's about understanding that what you give isn't yours to give to begin with. And that's time or talent. Every Sunday I look up and I see a beautiful mural on the wall back there. I don't know who painted it. But it's very clear that it was a labor of love and an offering to the glory of God. The same thing with the picture on the side. The same thing with the little devotional stand at the back that we say the prayer of St. Francis at every week. The same thing with the organ that was made specifically for this church. The same thing for those things that Rich does here during the week, like change the lights so that we can actually see. That's all giving to God. And you all are so very good at it. Continue to be faithful. And let's see how far we can go. Amen.